It is only when you see eye to eye with another person. That a real basis for communication can be established. While some people can make us feel comfortable when they talk with us, others make us feel ill at ease, and some seem untrustworthy. Initially, this has to do with the length of time that they look at us, or with how long they hold our gaze as they speak. Michael Argyle, a pioneer of social psychology and nonverbal communication skills in Britain, found that when Westerners and Europeans talk, their average gaze time is 61%, consisting of 41% gaze time when talking, 75% when listening, and 31% mutual gazing. He recorded the average gaze length to be 2.95 seconds. And the length of a mutual gaze was 1.18 seconds. We found that the amount of eye contact in a typical conversation ranges from 25% to 100%, depending on who's talking and what culture they're from. When we talk, we maintain 40 to 60% eye contact with an average of 80% eye contact when listening. The notable exception to this rule is Japan and some Asian and South American cultures, where extended eye contact is seen as aggressive or disrespectful. The Japanese tend to look away or at your throat, which can be disconcerting for culturally inexperienced Westerners and Europeans. Argyle found that when person A likes person B, he will look at him a lot. This causes B to think that A likes him. So B will like A in return. In other words, in most cultures, to build a good rapport with another person, your gaze should meet theirs about 60 to 70% of the time. This will also cause them to begin to like you. It is not surprising, therefore, that the nervous, timid person who meets our gaze less than one-third of the time is rarely trusted. This is also why, in negotiations, dark-tinted glasses should be avoided, as they make others feel you are either staring at them or trying to avoid them. As with most body language and gestures, the length of time that one person gazes at another can be culturally determined. Always be sure to consider cultural circumstances before jumping to conclusions. The safest rule when traveling to places such as Japan is to mirror the gaze time of your hosts.